Then, remnant, can't you feel the kingdom coming? I can. Can't you see the kingdom coming? Because guess what? Here it comes. Here it comes. Whoo! Welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live this Thursday night, February 2nd. Can you believe it? I don't know where January went. I don't know where the last 10 years went. But they're gone. January's gone, 2023. It is Thursday, February 2nd. Glad to be here. And, you know, well, before I get going, let's pray. Let's do that before we get too far in. And, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have opened our eyes to see your kingdom coming. Thank you for hearing our prayer, for teaching us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we see your kingdom coming. Oh, it's not here yet, not all of it, but we see it coming and we thank you for that. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that went to the cross and died for us. The only way, but you made a way, and the only way to get back to you, God, the only way to access God and heaven and the kingdom and eternity with you, and that is through your son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for that. Thank you. And Lord, thank you for the times that we are in. Thank you for the enemies that abound, Lord. We know they are there to sharpen us, to strengthen us, to mold us into the men and the women, the Christians that you desire us to be. Thank you for keeping your word and for your word of promise. Guide and direct my words and my thoughts tonight. Let them be pleasing to you and encouraging to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I hope you heard that song, Can't You Feel the Kingdom Coming? If you heard it way back years ago when Carl Kling first did it, what a inspired man of God he was. Not perfect, no, but I love his music. This is on our songbook number 2. We've played it at church sometimes. Sometimes it's just Paul, Brother Paul that used to be with us at the church playing or singing it. And sometimes we play the Carl Kling song. Haven't played this one in a while. This one, the children. I believe it was recorded at a camp. I believe a Branson camp way back. And you can hear... You can hear the children, the people singing and believing, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you see it? And so I ask you, Remnant, don't you see it? Don't you, you know, have you looked in the northern sky? They tell me there's a green comet out there. Oh, that they've seen and hadn't been around for 50,000 years. What a good guess that is. I think it's been 100,000 years. Yeah, it hasn't been around since 100,000 years ago. That's about as valid as this 50,000 year. But one thing is for sure, it's something new. It's something new. You know, the Word tells us that God says, I'm going to do something new in your lifetime, and you wouldn't believe it if I told you. But it is. This green comet that they're calling it. I haven't seen it. I've seen pictures. Something new. You know, I don't buy the 50,000 years ago. I hope you don't either. You know, we look at the earth being about, you know, we've got about 6,000 years of Bible history. Anyway, don't want to get off on that, but it's just these signs. We talked about it a while back about the signs that that come. You know, there was a long time ago, there was a popular country comedian, and during his stand-up routine, that's what he'd use. Here's your sign, right? And I don't know if that's Larry the Cable Guy or whoever what it was, but, you know, it was when he would make a joke about something that was pretty obvious. Like, yep, here you go. Here's your sign, you know. And, you know, God does the same thing, but he isn't joking. God has always given signs to his people, to those people in his people that have eyes to see and ears to hear, that have a heart after his own heart. And he doesn't give a sign to those that seek a sign. Like, you remember the signs in the Pharisees in Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verses 38 and 39. And Remnant, it's a live program tonight. I just finished printing the Dragon Slayer newsletter. I'm going to give you a minute to turn to Matthew 12 if you have your Bibles and if you want to tune there. Turn there. Just finished printing Volume 1 of 2023 and put it in the mail. Had Jason there, wrote a check that would choke an elephant to send it out, but it is in the mail and on the way. And a little revamping. We changed up the order form, got a few different things in the order form, and so I hope you'll like that. Take a look at that. And the main article is from Pastor Peter's classic, Awake, O America. It starts out, blow a trumpet, awake, awake, O Zion, as we read in Isaiah 52. And this is the fourth of pastor's pamphlets that we've put in newsletter form, because there are many out there, many new people on the ministry, many people that just are unaware of these teachings and of these pamphlets. And so we wanted to put them in this format to get them out to more people and to let more of you know that they are available as an outreach tool, as a way, you know, if they helped wake you up, you know, maybe they'll help wake somebody else up. And so we hope that, you know, that as we've done these articles, that they are a blessing to you and that they help you in your Christian walk and your Christian growth and understanding, and that you can use them to help open the eyes of others. If you want more newsletters like this, we'll send it to you. If you'd like the regular treatise, the regular little booklet, we've got plenty of those as well. And so it's in there. We've also got, if you've been watching church, we've mentioned the last couple Sundays, I think, the we've had it in the past, but it's called the SFA Information Packet. And it's, again, a tool for review if you're familiar with Scriptures for America Ministry. And, you know, and it's a good review, but it's a good a gathering of information to help you understand your Bible heritage, to understand who the lost tribes of Israel are, to understand what the remnant is, to answer the question, could you be an Israelite? And is water baptism necessary? And so, anyway, it's a compilation, so we've got it available. You can take a look at it there. And then also, advertising the book Christ the Healer by Bosworth, an excellent, excellent book on Christianity and on praying and on Jesus Christ as our healer. And along with that, we wanted to offer an oldie, and it's CD number 142. And it was by Pastor Peter's first wife, his late wife, Sherry Peters. And it's entitled, He Touched Me. And it's Miss Sherry Peters giving her testimony on her struggle very early in Pastor's preaching career, but on her struggle with cancer, how she was finally healed after calling for the elders to pray for God to heal her in obedience to James 5 after alternative treatments failed. And so an excellent testimony, a timeless testimony. And so that is in there as well. And had some great letters to the editor. Wanted to share those with you. We haven't done that in a while. And just had some great ones here. And wanted to share that with you. One we shared via email, one from North Carolina, one from Pennsylvania, and wanted to share that with you. And some other stuff in there as well. So Volume 1, 2023, Awake, Awake, O America, Because America needs to wake up. Because some of us feel the kingdom coming. Some of us see the kingdom coming. And we don't want anybody to miss out. If you can make it into the kingdom, we want you to make it into the kingdom. If you can repent, we want you to repent. And I say if you can repent, because remember, remnant, there are Goliaths still in the land today. Oh, they might not be 9 foot tall with six fingers and six toes. But David did not go to Goliath with a line of repentance. And there are Goliaths in the land today. And so we preach, we do our best to teach, to share what has been shared with us, with those that, like I said, have eyes to see and ears to hear. And for those that are going to, that it's in God's will that they have their eyes opened, and we hope that this teaching and preaching and these messages, that they help open the eyes. And for those that have a heart after God's heart. Matthew 12, 38, 39, we'll get back there. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But Jesus answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah, the prophet." And many different signs from Jonah the prophet, right? But, of course, the big one is that, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. And that's what Jesus was when he was killed. He spent 3 days and then he resurrected. But these Pharisees, you remember that at this time, give us a sign, they said. We want to see a sign. They had seen him heal. They had seen him heal the woman with the issue of blood. They had seen him heal the lame, the blind. They'd seen it. They just didn't believe it. They didn't want to believe it. See, they had a choice then, and remnant, and your friends and family, and all of our friends and family, and each one of us, we have a choice right now to believe it or not. Just like old Ripley's. Believe it or not, here it is. Believe it or not. And so, to those that don't believe and don't obey the Word of God, guess what? The signs of God are hidden and they're not understood. Just like Jesus said, you crave a sign, but no sign will be given to you. Oh, except this sign of Jonah the prophet. You remember him, right? And see, if they would have believed the story of Jonah, they would have believed Jesus. If they would have believed Moses, Jesus told them, because someone greater than Moses was there in front of them, they would have believed Jesus. But they didn't, because they didn't believe Jesus, they didn't believe Moses, even though they think they did. Because he was pointing to Jesus, as everything in the Old Testament was. Psalms 33:11, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation." And so, I just, and this little green comet thing is not the only thing that kind of got me thinking about signs, but can't you feel, can't you sense the kingdom coming? In Ephesians 1, a couple verses here, Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. That's what my talk tonight is on. That's who I'm talking to. That's who this is for. To you that are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Ephesians is to. That's who Ephesians is to. Those who are faithful in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say to those that are perfect. It doesn't say to those that never curse. It doesn't say to those that never had a, or never have a bad thought, or never do a bad thing. No, to those that are faithful in Christ Jesus. And I think it means to those that try. To those that try. And that repent when it comes to mind. And to those that, well, that rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That have faith. You know, we've talked this past week about the difference in faith and fear. That the world is pushing and promoting fear. I shared again with Brother Paul his comment from Saturday, how, you know, it says that Paul had told us, our Brother Paul that from Michigan that had joined us, that, you know, the enemy, they're always pushing fear. And they are. And if all you ever do is hear what the enemy pushes, you will be fearful. Because there's not only a green comet. You know what else there is out there? There's a Chinese recon spy balloon way up over Montana and the Dakotas. And my guess is it's spying out the intercontinental ballistic missiles we have hidden in the ground there. And that's probably what it's doing. But if all you hear is that, and that's right now. Oh, we could have shot it down over, over somewhere, Montana, but we didn't want to hurt anybody on the ground, blah, blah, blah. Huh. Yeah, it's from China. Yeah, it's a spy balloon. But if that's all you hear, you're going to be fearful. And, you know, we've told you, because we want you to be aware of the absolute invasion this country is undergoing and has been for the last couple of years. Millions of who knows who, nobody knows, have walked across the southern border. And the federal government just says, welcome, come, yes, come on over. Because they're all for the destruction of this nation. Well, Jeremiah 10, verse 1 through 3. Jeremiah 10, 1 through 3 says, hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. You think it might be important to know who Israel is? Do you think that might be? I mean, this is Jeremiah 10. This is God speaking, the Almighty, the great I am. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you. O house of Israel. Yeah, I think it's important to understand who the house of Israel is. Because right here, listen, hear the word that the Lord speaks to you. It doesn't say, hear the word, O house of China. Oh, hear the word, O house of Japan. Oh, hear the word, O house of Alaska. That's not what it says. It says, O house of Israel. So, it'd be good to find out who the house of Israel is, don't you think? We carry a little booklet called The Abrahamic Covenant by E. Raymond Capt. It's just a little pocket book. It'd fit in your shirt pocket if your shirt pocket's big enough. But it is a study outline on the identity of God's people, who they are and where they are now. You know, Pastor Peter's book on the greatest Bible discovery of our age, we've got that reprinted and in stock. We've sent them out. Doing my best to send them into the prisons. I'm trying to send them in with prison orders and requests as well. But the greatest discovery of our age. Because in Jeremiah 10, if you don't think God is speaking to you or your family, so what? Who cares? Right? But He is, remnant. He is speaking to you, O house of Israel. To you, when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. See, there's another characteristic a little closer to us in time than Jeremiah's day. So Jeremiah says, listen up. And I tell you, America, Israel in America, Israelites in America, listen up. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified of them, for the customs of the peoples are delusions. See, the customs of the people are delusions. The customs of the people, like the fornication, they are delusions. The customs of the people, like abortion, are delusions to them. The customs of the people, like go to school and get a good education and go to college and get a $200,000 worth of college debt and then get out and get a good paying job, that's a delusion. The customs of the people that there's always going to be groceries in the grocery store, and Costco's always going to be open, and Sam's Club, and my car's always going to start, and there's always going to be fuel at the gas station, and the light's always going to come on when I flip the switch. Those customs of the people are delusions. And you, House of Israel, are not to learn their ways. We talked a couple years ago, I think I got it right here, that, there was a full solar eclipse, talking about signs, way back in August 2017. And solar eclipse, moon passes between the earth and the sun, totally or partly obscuring the image of the sun from us here on earth. And so, a total solar eclipse occurs when the moon's apparent diameter, when it pulls in, lines up fully, and it looks larger than the sun's. It's not, of course, but just how it looks, blocking all the direct sunlight, turning the day into darkness. And so, that happened. You know, August 17, we drove up just north of here towards Casper and pulled over the road and had our little glasses and out in the middle of nowhere, and it was quite a sight. It turned daylight into dark. It was pretty impressive. It was. And so remember that one, and it had been like 99 years since a total solar eclipse was across America from coast to coast. And so it was pretty neat. It really was. The eclipse came across the shadow, the whatever they call it, umbra or whatever, I don't remember what they call it, but, you know, in my language, the shadow came across the land from Oregon all the way across to South Carolina, made a big line across the nation, right, from northwest to southeast. Well, guess what? Next year, on April 8th, there's another. Now remember, it's been 99 years since we've had a full total solar eclipse all the way across the country. That was back in 2017. 7 years later. Never heard about a 7-year period, have we? 7 years later, there's another one coming up real soon, April 8th. 2024. And it's going to cross, it's forecast to cross the U.S. from Texas, southwest, to Vermont, northeast, and then on into Canada. And so the shadow that this second, if you overlap them, of course, you know, they're 7 years apart, makes a big old giant X in across the country. And we did some diagrams and we put this back in, I think in 17 in the our newsletter, you know. And again, just to let you know, in Joel 2:10 it says, before them, that's us, that's everybody, before them the earth quakes, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. And so Jeremiah 10:1-3 again. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, don't learn the way of the nations, and don't be terrified by the signs in the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them, for the customs of the people are delusions. And so, you know, remnant, as we see these signs in the heavens, these eclipses, these green comets that have never in anyone, I mean, nobody knows. It's something new, a new sign. You know, you ever travel? You know, when you travel, some people just do nothing but look at the GPS, and when it tells them to turn, they turn. We've had a lot of winter weather out here, and as the interstates close, people turn to their GPS and think, oh, well, it's going to show me a better way to go. And they end up driving off mountains and down two tracks that have 20 feet of snow on them, and sometimes they get lost and die. And I've seen some of our counties out here put signs up that say, stop, your GPS is wrong. The road doesn't go here. This is impassable. Turn around. And so, you know, those are kind of some interesting signs. But when you make a trip, there's, you know, you have signs along the way. You know, your instructions say, okay, now you go down here to exit 22, and you exit off at exit 22 and turn right. Well, you're looking for the sign that says exit 22. Because it ain't going to do you any good if you exit off at 20, or if you go up to exit 42, you're not going to get to your destination. So there's signs along the way. And I think that as we have these signs, that's what they are. They're not the end, but they're signs along the way. They are, as we saw, that you know, God gives us signs. But it's for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear and have a heart after his own heart. And Remnant, you know what I'm talking about, because you've probably done the same thing I have. You try to share something with somebody, a sign from God, whether it was this eclipse or these two eclipses making a big X right in the middle of the United States over 7 years. I mean, and some people just, wow. They don't have the eyes to see or the ears to hear. You just have to pray about it and pray about them. But you know that's how it is. There are some people that just don't get it. But as we see signs in the heavens, signs in the land, right? This land's being invaded. Our enemy flies surveillance spy balloons over us, no problem, you know. Our food, oh my gosh, our food. Don't even get me started there. I think I'm going to talk about this a little bit on Sunday, about some of these current events. But our food, another last week chicken farm house fire kills 100,000 chickens. Did you hear about it? Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, something like just this past week. Another one. Not one of the 29 last month, or last year, I mean, but another one. Eggs? Our grocery store, our Safeway, had no eggs yesterday. None. 2 days before, they were out of bread. Signs. These are warning signs. Warning signs. And the meat packers, the meat, you think there's always food in the grocery store? The meat packers, real quick, and I'll get back to this. Meat packers, the four major meat packers represent 85% of the meat in the grocery stores. Okay? The four major meat packers in the United States provide, it's processed through 85% of the meat in the grocery stores. The beef, poultry, chicken, pork, all that, okay? And two of those are owned by Brazilians, foreigners, Brazil. And China and Brazil, they're as buddy-buddy as they can be. So can you not see, and I'm not making a prophecy, but can you not see the potential? You know, what would happen if half two. So half of those meat packers, the two of the bigger ones, just didn't open up their doors for a couple weeks. Well, half of that 85% in the meat in the grocery store, half of that would not be there. And our zippity-doo-dah zip-fire government, it wouldn't take them more than 6 or 8 months to think about looking into that. What would that do? Not only to the economy, but to a land that maybe a foreigner wanted to invade? Anyway, I get off on that because it's signs. So, Remnant, as we see these signs, whether they're in the heavens or in our grocery stores, okay, remember that for those of us that not only believe the word of God, but also obey the word of God, that these signs are not signs of destruction for us. Okay? But they are reminders for us of who is in control and who truly reigns. They are, as we've said it before, they are signs of Babylon's destruction. They are signs of Babylon falling. They are signs of the enemy falling in the pit that they have dug for us. That's what they're signs for. In Nehemiah 9, let me read this. Nehemiah 9, verse 6. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. Let's keep that in remembrance. Let's keep it in the proper perspective of what's going on. Okay. Now, I'm not saying this stuff is not going on. No, there's you go in the grocery store, you can see they don't have any eggs. Now, it may not be that way for you. It's been hit and miss. I shared with you, my wife, we go down to Costco once or twice a month down in Fort Collins. A couple weeks ago, they were out of eggs. Costco, that's kind of a big deal. It's hit or miss. Luke 21, verse 9, we've read it before. It says, you know, Luke, starting in verse 9, Luke 21, when you hear of wars and disturbances, don't be terrified. For these things must take place, but the end does not follow immediately. And then Jesus goes on and says, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there'll be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they'll lay your hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you to the synagogue and prisons, to the churches and the prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. And verse 13 says, are you really worked up, Remnant? Oh my gosh, nations against nations. We've got that going on. There's war going on now in the Ukraine, and kingdom against kingdom, and the kingdom of light is, you know, the kingdom of darkness comes against us, and there are earthquakes and plagues and famines. And guess what verse 13 says? When Jesus sums it up, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. I'm going to read that again. It will lead, all this leads to an opportunity for your testimony to tell that checkout person about Jesus Christ and his kingdom. To tell your friend that has never believed before your testimony. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. These things happen. This Babylon is falling. And it gives us all an opportunity for us to share the good news of the gospel. Luke these signs, again, whether they're in heaven, whether they're in the grocery store, wherever they are, they will present opportunities for the true followers of Jesus Christ to give their testimony, to tell others of the saving grace of our Lord, to share the gospel story. You know, we've talked about that, how much more receptive they are to the gospel, to the truth of the word. Not just going to church, but what does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say? Because they've been listening to their false Judeo-Christian preachers, and they ain't got nothing good from them. Oh, they might have, you know, like Pastor said, oh, you might feel good with those tickled ears today. But what are you going to do on the day of judgment? What are you going to do when it hits the fan? And guess what? Can't you feel the kingdom coming? It's hitting the fan more every day. More and more and more. And there's a lot of people out there that are looking. I've got a friend that I talked to, and he moved away. He moved away, but we stay in touch. And he's got a crisis in his life with a family member. And you know, he realized, he called and told me. He said, you know, I realized that Dan is the guy's name. He said that Dan was never baptized. He was sprinkled as a child. He was never baptized. He's never committed to Jesus Christ. He's never repented and sought Christ as Lord of his life. And he's having a lot of problems. He's battling alcoholism and other things. And so we talked. And, you know, I shared with that brother Romans 6 that we must, if we're going to share in the glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and if we're going to overcome death, and we're going to be resurrected as he was, if we want to share in that, we have to share in his death. It's not that we have to just raise our hand and say the sinner's prayer. If you do that, that's a beginning. That's a type of repentance. But then you need to be guided and directed into that. That's what you need to do. You have to repent for all have sinned, right? All have sinned, and so all must repent. And then be baptized. And as Romans 6 says, share, participate in his death. Acknowledge it, so that you can share in the glory of his resurrection. And how Acts 2:38 I shared with him says, you know, that's what Peter told them to do. Those that crucified Christ, he told them to repent and be baptized. And in where is it there in Peter, wherever it says, you know, and according to that, baptism now saves you. And I know in the past, this brother that I was talking about this with, you know, maybe they were seeds planted. Praise God that God opens eyes and ears and that, you know, we plant a seed maybe 18 years ago or 12 years ago and somebody else watered it and some other situation caused it to bloom and blossom and grow. Praise God for that. And so my friend sees the need for Dan to be baptized, to repent and be baptized, and that the only way he can win this victory is through Christ. And so when we have wars and disturbances, we're not to be terrified, Remnant. And again, this comes from Luke 21. Because as Jesus Christ himself said, and as we have seen in our history before, and as we are living these times today, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines. You know, when it mentions famines, I mentioned a couple things about food, and I think I'm going to go into this a little bit more Sunday with the message Sunday. But we've shared with you the need for us to prepare for that's been our well, what we've shared with you anyway these last several years is to prepare as Joseph did. You know, certainly we understand that there were times you know, that God fed the children of Israel with and provided for them, but that same word tells us that, you know, he instructed Joseph to prepare for 7 years and get ready. Anyway, that's the thought that comes to mind. In various places, plagues and famines, terrors and great signs. And they'll lay your hands on you and persecute you and deliver you up in the church. They'll kick you out of the churches. They'll send you to jail. But all this will lead to an opportunity for your testimony, an opportunity to, it'll put you before people and put people before you that there's no other way on this earth that you'd be before them or they'd be before you. No other way. So, as we see these things happening, green comets and Chinese balloons, let us not fear. That's not what they're there for. No, it's fear for them, but not for us. In Luke 18:8, I'm wrapping up. It's almost time to wrap up, and my voice is almost gone. But in Luke 18:8, it says, "However, when the Son of Man comes," and he's coming back. He's coming. Make no doubt about that. "And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, as the Son of God, as ruler and King and Savior." Every tongue will confess that. But Luke 18:8 says, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" So I'll ask you. I asked a couple questions these last couple Sundays. Had the opportunity to talk about courage and stout-heartedness and things like that. Remnant, will he find faith in you? I ask myself, will he find faith in me? You know, faith, from Hebrews 11:1, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you want to please God, if you want to obey Jesus Christ, yeah, we have to have that faith, right? I talked about it Sunday. Faith, one side of the coin, fear on the other. When we see these things, we're not to fear, right? Don't be terrified, Luke 21:9 says. Don't be terrified. These are opportunities for you. We have to be ready, remnant. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is." You must believe that God is. You must believe that Jesus Christ is. And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Now again, it doesn't say a rewarder of those who get it perfect, a rewarder of those who never stumble. No, we stumble, but you know, when we stumble seven times, by God's grace, we get up eight times and keep on going. Like the old saying from the 70s, keep on trucking, right? Keep on trucking. Now we know from James 2:17, faith, if it has no works, is dead. So it's not just a belief, But it's the opposite of that fear. It's faith in his promises. His promises are all throughout it. He promises to provide everything for us. He promises to give us wisdom if we ask for it. He promises that our trials will never be more than we can bear. That he'll grant us peace of mind. He'll forgive us of our sin if we repent of it. And he promises that he will cause everything that happens in our lives to eventually work out for good. That's why our pastor was able to say that nothing bad had ever happened to him. Because he understood. He knew. He understood and believed Romans 8:28. All things. Not some things. All things. How? I don't understand that. I don't. I do not understand that. But I believe it to the best of my ability. And I pray, as Luke 18:8 says, that he does find faith. That he finds faith here. And that he finds faith out where you are as well. Well, Remnant, thanks for tuning in. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I do want to invite you to come back Saturday morning for coffee with the Wranglers. 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. on the West Coast. And we got some people out in Hawaii. I don't know what time it'll be out there. But we hope you'll join us Saturday morning, coffee, for fellowship, for praise, for a good time. It is. It's a recharging of batteries. And then plan on joining us Sunday morning. You can join us at our Sunday morning church service at scriptures4america.org. 8:30 a.m. we start with a little scriptural insight or review of the news, and then a timeless pulpit truth by Pastor Peters. And then we'll have a live message. We're bringing some stuff this Sunday on the current events, on some of this famine and the invasion on our southern border and the war in the Ukraine and just several things. So pray for me. I want to bring this just so much. I got to squeeze it into 45 minutes. Not to bring fear, but awareness. And then we'll give you the opportunity to partake of communion. If you don't understand communion, I just got some more printed today. We'd be glad to send you Pastor's book on communion, its potential blessings, curses, and need. And it's got a recipe for communion bread in there, and it's a great read. It is. And we've reprinted it a little bigger for some of our aging eyes. It's a little easier to read. Anyway, Remnant, God bless. We thank all of you that pray for us, that support us, that allow us to continue on sharing the good news of the gospel and the truth of God's word for his people. God bless. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you Saturday morning.
Questions about what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness is taking a stand. Holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus. It ain't flesh and blood, righteous wars against. It's the evil spirit that's in this world that we totally come. cares. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our hearts.